morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
8:32, the Oregon Coast Aquarium has reopened, and Marketing Director Julie Woodward with us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm sure you guys were excited to get the doors fully open again.
Oh, we were thrilled. It seemed like forever waiting game. So, yeah, everyone is really happy, and it's wonderful.
Now, the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport, been there a number of times. My wife's taken probably hundreds of school kids over there over the years, and a real popular place. You had to be closed for 5 months and then kind of a soft reopening. Talk about what happened during that time.
Yeah, we were closed for 5 months, and then we were moved into a different category that included zoos and museums, so we were allowed to do a soft opening, but it was very limiting, so we only had 10 people every 15 minutes allowed in, and we were only able to have our outdoor exhibits open, so it was 5 exhibits and a one-way path, and it was outdoor, and at each exhibit there was an interpreter who helped teach people about the animals and answer questions.
And then you were able to fully reopen on Monday. How did that go?
Actually, it went great. There were a few tweaks. We have now 100 people that can come every hour, and so when we opened our doors at 9:30, all 100 were waiting, and so there was kind of a bottleneck in passages of the deep. But come September 1, the reservations will be every half hour, so it'll spread people out, so that won't happen. So, but it's been better, and people are really, really happy to be back, and we're very excited to welcome them back. And, you know, we have really cute signs and creative telling people about, you know, sanitizing their hands, social distancing, all those things. And, but yeah, it's going great.
So during the closure, I understand you did some remodeling.
Well, we were in a capital campaign when this pandemic hit, and we were just beginning our first, our construction project, which was an admissions annex, which is a building just outside of our main entry, so that people will buy their tickets at the annex before they enter into the aquarium. So the admissions station will move to that building. So that is in progress right now. We're not sure about all the other elements of our capital campaign. That's all put on hold. We lost, over $5 million. It's going to take us a couple years to recover. So, you know, everything's kind of up in the air right now, just like it is for everyone.
So what about the Indo-Pacific Coral Reef exhibit?
Yeah, so that's a new exhibit that just opened. And a longtime donor and first-time member of the aquarium, Al Gleason, he really wanted to be able to show people what a healthy coral reef looks like, because there's been so much damage to the coral reefs in the last, number of years. And so we were able to build a beautiful, colorful coral reef, and we have tropical fish in there. And so it's something new for people to take a look at, and it's exciting.
How long have you been with the Oregon Coast Aquarium?
I have been with the aquarium a little over a year and a half.
And what interested you in coming to work there?
Well, I came from Seattle, and I really wanted to move to a community that was smaller, and I wanted to work for a company where I felt really good about what I was doing. You know, I worked in marketing my whole career, and really, kind of a different aspect. And it's a wonderful place to work. It's kind of a family, and it's great to, in the morning, if you want to take a walk, just go outside and say hi to the sea otters and for the birds, and you know, it's just, it's lovely.
Well, and it's definitely you know, educational. When our kids were younger, we went over there a number of times, and they would always look forward to particular exhibits, and the facility is very well known, obviously drives a lot of tourism into that area, and but takes, you know, a lot of work to maintain.
Yeah, we are the number one attraction on the Oregon coast, and we have been rated in the top 10 aquariums in the country on numerous occasions. And it is. I mean, we, during the closure, we still had 15,000 animals to feed. And so it wasn't just like closing the doors and coming back. You know, we're still paying the electricity bills and all that stuff. But we were able to treat them and feed them just like they were every day, and you know, the entire time they've ever been there. So for them, nothing really changed, but some of the marine mammals, I think, got lonely, you know, not having visitors. But yeah, you know, I, you know, we're gonna make it. It's hasn't been easy, but we're excited to be open, and there's so many people who have supported us throughout this whole community members, different companies, individuals. It's really been really wonderful to see how people have come and helped us, and they really support us and believe in what we do, because we're more than just attraction, as you mentioned. We provide a lot of education. We provide animal rehabilitation. We partner with the state. We're their dive partner. We do over 400 dives for them a year. So there's a lot of different aspects to us other than just being an attraction.
If people want to find out more and get the hours and all of that information, what's your website?
It's aquarium.org.
All right.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, Julie Woodward from the Oregon Coast Aquarium, fully reopened. And Julie, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Roger with Rutgers Budget Lumber. As a sign on the bathroom wall.